The Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, I'd like to see your bottom.
I'm most fortunate to have met such charming radio ladies. Hope to meet you again very soon, perhaps.
Cool, boobs, awesome.
Man, does this stink to high heaven.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. On the show today, we mentioned it before, Jeff Van Vonderon. He's going to be talking about intervention. That's the show on A&E.
Timely.
And also later on in the broadcast, how you can receive $1 million
Mr. Powers
for an authentic picture of Bigfoot. And I didn't even mention it in the last break. Tomorrow on the show, Ditka!
Hey, Mike Ditka!
Mike Ditka can change the weather with his mood. I didn't get a chance to mention Robert, did I?
No, you haven't.
Robert the Angry Mailman.
Yes.
Sent me an email. Did you get this email over the weekend?
No, I haven't. You know what? Let me bring it up, because, Buzz, I think you should see it.
I've heard about it, and
we're
gonna
put this. We're going to put this on MikeO'MaraShow.com. Mm-hmm. Robert has traveled extensively over the last year. He's been to Thailand, and he's been to New Zealand, and he's been on these different cruises.
Around the world in more ways than one.
Well, really, yes, around the world, just just like it says on the menu. But he sent a picture yesterday, and I, first of all, he can discuss this with us on the air, but I do not want him coming into the studio.
Well, not yet.
Until this thing clears up. This is about the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
What the hell happened to her?
What'd you do to your hair? You put your hair up in a bun.
Why?
She's got her hair in a bun.
Beth Ann's hair exploded.
Rob, do we need an update on the U.S. Open?
Yeah, we turned the TV off, so I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Charlie.
Oh, Charlie. Hi.
Have you been watching?
Yes, I'm here with an update on the U.S. Open.
What's been going on, Charlie?
The old guy is beating the young guy.
Wow. What's the old guy's name?
I don't know.
What's the young guy's name?
Tiger!
That's right, Charlie.
And there's a great commercial with a giant umbrella.
We saw that.
Is that the best part?
That's the best part of the whole thing.
It goes to a circus.
And there's lots of grass.
There is.
Red green grass.
That's the update.
Thank you, Charlie.
Glad to be of service. Anytime.
Thank you, Charles.
God.
Charles Stuang Stabilize.
So Robert emails Beth Ann and me over the weekend and says something along the lines of, it's not as bad as it looks, or it's an angry sore. And his whole head, the back of his head and his neck, it looks like it's being covered with the flesh-eating virus.
Oh, my God. Have you got that
I mean,
picture
it looks as classic flesh-eating viruses I've ever seen. You've seen those pictures on the news.
Oh, yeah. I've seen what it looks like. I just haven't seen it on Robert, and I'm worried.
We're going to put the picture up on MikeO'MaraShow.com, and I'd love to get people to comment on it. Just let me know what the hell's going on with him. I have no idea how he contracted this flesh-eating virus, and I
don't
know what it's all
ideas.
About.
It's really horrible, and it looks sort of like an oozing rat. Raspberry?
Yeah, well, it seems like if he was going to contract something, that would not be the part of his body where you'd experience that. Maybe on his forehead.
It's not contracting, it's expanding.
Not the back of his
head. That's
what
I'm worried
about. Very, very nasty. But we'll get those up and running for you.
Buzz, if you have a moment while your sounder plays, if you want to.
Oh, yeah. Can we?
All right, now he's going to take a peek at it.
Come along with the new sounder.
I always like it when it gets. Right when I play the sounder, that's when we finally get it.
That's almost the size.
Here, I'll start the sounder again when we come back.
I'm sorry, the computer is awfully slow.
So let me turn that around to me, Rob, so I can get another look at
that. Almost the size of the palm of your hand.
It is nasty. It looks seriously. That looks like something you'd see out of Hostel. That is so foul.
Wow.
We'll hopefully get Robert on the line to talk about it, but not in studio.
Not until we know more.
Yeah, you're going to have to break the news to him. He called me yesterday when I was at Target, and he's all hepped up on coming in.
He
said there's a funny story behind it.
I'll bet.
I don't want him anywhere near this studio until he gets a clean bill of health.
We need to know.
The way I look at it. Let's get our very first buzz of the afternoon. Here he is, the one, the only, the taskmaster, the man that gets the babes. He's Buzz Burbank. What, you have nine more now?
Nine more.
God.
And more on the way, I believe.
You're my hero.
People can still sign up at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Very good, Buzz.
Especially if they're women.
Excellent.
Oh, from our Now It's Really Gone Too Far department, stiletto high-heeled shoes for toddlers.
Boo.
And they don't walk.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yes, that's gross.
Two American women who claim to be designers are out with a line of high-heeled baby shoes called, perhaps appropriately, Heelarious.
Hi, kids. Come into the wet spot, will you, kids?
Oh, so nasty.
That's all right. Ease right into the wet that spot.
That's so nasty.
Not good.
They're available in black patent leather, hot pink, leopard print, and zebra patterns for your toddler. They're being called horrible and perverted by wise critics.
On the Gucci lollipop, we've got still little heels on top.
They aren't even old enough to sing that.
That's gross.
One of the creators says she has always been a shoe freak and thought, quoting her, "What if you could take a baby to a party wearing high heels? That would be hilarious."
I always thought it was kind of weird that parents get their infants' ears pierced.
Yeah,
well, I always thought that was kind of weird, too.
Don't like that.
Well, Julia doesn't have her ears pierced.
She has no interest in it yet.
Yeah, and Catherine got her ears pierced. She's 13 years old. Mm-hmm. She just got her ears pierced.
I think once Julia turns like 12, if she wants to, we'll let her do it.
Yeah, but... no, Elizabeth's going to be 11, and I'm letting her do it, and that's fine. I don't have a problem with that.
If you had a son, would you have him circumcised at birth?
I don't know how you got into that. So you don't have children, so that's why you went in that direction.
No, you're talking about cutting on a child who doesn't have a choice. Say you wouldn't pierce them for ears.
Yeah, exactly.
But many people go ahead and circumcise.
I would love to hear what reason a parent would have for piercing a baby's ears.
Perhaps a parent will tell us.
Just to, it's cute. That's what it's going to be. Duh, it's cute.
That's where you attach the leash.
Yeah. You put same kind of parent that walked the kids with the leash with that big harness.
You have no idea how many leashes I saw at Disney World.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the mode of choice. You know why? Maximum convenience for the parent.
It's so...
And probably some of them tie the leash around like their belt loop, so they don't even have to think about the child.
That is lazy.
You know, you could have like the screaming, Bluesmobile or whatever the Heckle and Jekyll car is that drives around Disney.
Right.
It would run the kid over, and the parent would be like enjoying a snow cone looking in the complete opposite direction.
It's just so horrifying to see a child on a tether.
I swear to God, I've seen that a couple of times. When I see those tiny, tiny little infants with the ears pierced, it weirds me out. Mm. Creeps me out. Same type of thing, in my opinion.
So what we did with Julia is we just glued the earrings.
They have those things. They have the magnetic things.
You could do that, but
earrings is so important.
They would swallow those.
Such small lobes.
Mm-hmm. Now, a tattoo, as far as an infant is concerned, no problem.
They love them. Kids love them.
Someone in my family, I think it might have been my aunt, Frances. Their daughter was...
Aunt Frances!
Aunt Frances!
Hello, Aunt Frances!
Her daughter was bald, and when she was getting her ready for a party, uh-huh, she taped bows to her head.
Yeah, that's not uncommon.
Because there was no hair to put the bows on.
That's a little bit different. It's temporary.
Sure.
You know? It's temporary. You don't have to worry about it that much.
With the occasional exception, stilettos are mostly worn by porn stars and hookers, which brings us to Virginia Beach and Richmond, Virginia.
Hi, Beth.
Hey, that's close by.
The excitement there now about cops posing for pictures with hookers in sexually suggestive poses.
Oh, my.
Some of the cops were reportedly on duty at the time the photos were taken.
Duty.
Although a number of officers have confessed to this, their bosses are trying to smooth things over by saying the pictures were taken outside nightclubs and that in some cases the officers didn't realize they were being photographed.
I would like to see the pictures before we made those determinations.
Absolutely.
Are the pictures all evidence now?
They are, in fact, and they're also available on the web, I believe. I've not seen them yet, but I am told that the officers themselves are in sexually suggestive poses as well as the hookers.
Yeah, just having a little fun, folks.
Perhaps they were outside Ivory's Uptown Lounge on West Broad Street Road.
Used to hang out there?
Oh, no.
Ivory's Uptown?
That's sort of a tough club. That wouldn't really suit my crowd.
It might have been where they were, if there were hookers.
Is it strip joint?
I don't think so, no. No, that was not a strip joint.
Just remember this. If you're a cop or no matter who you are, there are cameras everywhere now, people.
You took a little bit long to answer that question there. Have you been in this joint in a compromising position yourself?
I've never been in Ivory's Uptown Lounge, no.
Somebody wants to talk about high heel shoes, Buzz. Let's go to Angie in D.C. Angie, you're on with all of us on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Angie.
I love your show.
Thank you.
And I'm also a Red Sox fan.
Oh, God bless you. That's wonderful.
I know. Anyway, I was calling because I used to be a nanny for a little girl who took dance classes. These dance classes, you are not able to take toe. You're not able to get toe shoes until you're at least 12 years old and have developed your foot enough to be able to...
We didn't even talk about that. When you're thinking about stilettos for toddlers, you can mess up the feet and the ankles and everything else.
That's exactly what I was calling in to say.
What about the whole thing with the pierced ears? What do you think about that? Yeah. I mean,
And circumcision.
I was actually on the phone with you guys, so I didn't hear all of what you were saying about pierced ears, but I don't really think that that's so cool.
But what we were saying was we're all getting ours pierced today.
Oh, well, then I think you should.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate the
ears.
Call. That's Angie. Ears. Yes. Oh, we're getting that part pierced.
Ew! Well, the investigation, it got quiet in here.
Mike, are they?
I just like to say I'm not quite sure. Are gay men Well, I've seen...
I have the answer. It's really just setting you up.
Well, I've seen, like, some stuff on the internet that would indicate that they can be.
Uh-huh. I suppose that's true. Well, it would appear to be one of the traits that is predominant in gay men.
Is that they're big?
Yeah.
That's not fair. That's really not fair.
Proves that I'm heterosexual, though.
We represent the Lollipop Guild.
According to a new study cited in the Los Angeles Times, there are four primary traits in gay men.
Four!
That's right, Rob. Four. Count them.
I am a gay American.
One. Having an older brother or brothers.
All right.
Gay men tend to have more older brothers than straight men. The odds
go... Do you have an older brother?
I have none.
No. I don't have an older brother. You have an older brother? No, okay,
no,
very
no.
good.
Only right. child.
But the odds go up by one-third of your being gay with each additional older brother you have.
But not an older sister?
No, okay. Just older brothers.
All right, very good. What else?
Trait number two, left-handedness.
Uh-oh. Mike.
Bull.
No, it's actually true.
It's not true!
Left-handed men are 34% more likely to be gay. And in
All right,
women,
I'm going to raise it to 10%.
In women, it's 90%.
I was 5% for years. Don and I both used to say that we were 5%. I'm going to raise it to 10%.
I think you would have to have, and this is just a guess on my part, three out of four or maybe all four of these traits to truly be gay.
All right, what are you at? Are you at three or four yet?
I'm about ready to start number three.
All right, three. What is three?
Number three is hair growth. That swirls from the crown of the head in a counterclockwise direction.
All right, now you're effing with me.
In fact, scientists
well, you
now
don't know
believe
how your hair swirls.
I do know. I have a weird crown. I have that. My cowlick is a weird crown. Hold on. Rob's looking at the U.S. Open.
Everybody has a swirl.
Through 17 holes. Mm-hmm. Rocco Media, it's still one under. Tiger Woods even.
Wow. So Tiger Woods has to come up with a birdie Rocco has to blow up.
If they tie it on 18?
I think they might play again.
18 more tomorrow?
I think they might. I'm not sure how it goes.
That makes sense.
I have no idea. So we're going to the last hole
here.
This
is the 18th hole.
Oh, my God. Buzz, I apologize.
That's all right. No, I understand.
Back to Buzz's counterclockwise swirl.
I have, that kind of weird swirl. It's very difficult.
Everybody's hair swirls at the crown. The question is, does it swirl in a clockwise or counterclockwise direction? If it's counterclockwise, you're more likely
clockwise.
To be gay.
So if it's clockwise, I'm more likely to be gay?
No, if it's counterclockwise, you'd be more likely to be gay.
It'd be easy to tell if you can find something there. Unfortunately.
Just as you are left-handed.
So gay men have bigger...
Yeah. By about a half
an inch. Wow. I'm very surprised that... Well, you think effeminate, you think petite, you think
not
hello,
me.
You think Andy Dick...
I think Nathan Lane.
Now you're thinking.
Oh, I know. I watched Real Sex one time, and they had a guy.
One time?
I've watched a lot of times.
Right.
But they had a guy on there that was a gay porn star. Mm-hmm. And he was, more so than a lot of regular porn stars you see. He was a freak of nature.
Was he one of the ones that claimed he wasn't really gay?
I'm not
but he
sure.
He just does the porn for the money?
He had a weird tattoo, between his navel and his junk. Mm-hmm. So it was very interesting to see him, but I don't know. Who does those surveys?
This was a study, actually, and...
A study? I'd like to know the study. Hi, could you take your pants off, please? I'm doing a study. Do you have any details as to who commissioned the study?
I do not. All I know is it was published this week in the Los Angeles Times. I will cite the Times as my source.
Oh, you know what we missed with Homo Joe? I can't believe this.
Oh, it was this weekend,
wasn't it?
It was
Pride. We missed Gay Pride.
I know. I realize that.
And there was the best coverage. It might have been Channel 4 I'm watching locally, and they've got a guy that's leading the leading the parade. He looked like a combination between Truman Capote and the guy with the Tourette syndrome on Boston Legal.
Oh,
and he was,
leading
the parade. It was wonderful.
You can never be too blonde.
There's one in Baltimore, though, this weekend, right? Don't they usually have them back-to-back weekends?
I think they try to, yeah.
Yes.
Maybe we can get Joe to roll up to Baltimore. That would be cool. I'd be willing to pay for his trip up there.
That'd be great.
Get him all the transportation
he needs. Let's do it.
All right, very good.
According to a new study cited in the Los Angeles Times, those are the four primary traits of gay men. In Scotland, a 24-year-old woman just got married for the fourth time. 24 years old. This is her fourth wedding.
Okay. Weirder things have happened.
Oh, you haven't heard the details.
Really?
Alison Smith's first husband left her after just 10 days. He hooked up with another woman instead. Allison's mom. Allison now calls her ex dad.
Ew.
Her second husband was a guy who married her on a whim because the guy she was supposed to marry that day left her standing at the altar. He never posted.
Are we on the air, Rob?
We are on the air, but we're having some computer trouble.
Is it the thunderstorms, electrical storms that are happening?
Yes, as you know, rain is horrible.
For those of you listening on the stream or anywhere around the country, we may be experiencing some technical difficulties due to the electrical storm activity here in our nation's capital.
That means you're wrong.
That's right. Thank you very much. I was talking about the Scottish lady.
That means you're wrong.
Thank you, Regis.
Her third husband was the best guy of them all until she found out he was already married to another woman. So let's hope her fourth marriage is a charm, even though she had to propose to him after she'd broken up with him for cheating on her.
Ew, look at that. We're having a good time. I'm married four times since I've been 24.
Let's hope it wasn't with her mom again.
Yeah, isn't that nasty?
In Egypt, a 92-year-old man has been told he cannot marry a teenager who's 75 years younger.
That seems a bit much. What's your age difference, Mike?
What are you? 21.
21
years, and I love her to death. I love her. Hello, Carla. I love you. 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 Yes, sir. I love you to death. Yeah.
There's a new law in Saudi Arabia that bans men from marrying any female when the age gap is 25 years or more.
Hey, you made it.
I really just made it.
Do you can buy that house.
Smart ass. All right, Mr. Heckle and Jekyll. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Do you think there should be a law to that effect?
No. How about that?
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Well, this is America.
You know what that was? That was satire.
That was nice.
It was satire.
That's being nice to a friend.
That was fun.
It's what I feel.
Do you really feel that way?
I just never can believe she's that much older than you. It's always shocking.
That's because I have childlike behavior.
You do.
That's exactly what
You'd
I
be young forever.
Especially and your
Friday.
Counterclockwise swirl.
Yeah, I'm very sorry. Oh, Carlin, for Friday night, sorry. Just wanted to pass that along.
May as well start working on that now.
Is that for this Friday or last Friday?
She had to collect me.
Oh, yes.
I never like to have a woman have to collect you. It's not good at all. It's very difficult.
Well, this 92-year-old reportedly offered the 17-year-old a dowry of over $30,000. But the new age gap law in Saudi Arabia is aimed precisely at dudes like this, wealthy Arabs who like their women young.
Wealthy Arabs!
From our Careful What You Wish For department, a British paper says doctors have noticed an increased demand for Viagra among younger men.
Hey, hold on just a second. Guys, with all due respect, somebody want to give me a little more than this as far as a heads up. Do not break. I just want to know what's going on. And,
because the
commercials
are ready to go to. Are we having
a total full-fledged meltdown? I'm seeing Katie with her hand over her mouth,
which
makes me a little bit freaked out.
Don't be freaked out.
Let's not keep it a secret, though, okay? So please, over here, just post me on what's going on.
You could break now if you want.
I just wanted to double check because Rob sends me like this little thing.
Do not break.
Do not break. And then I look over at Katie, and Katie's going, and I'm just like, okay. You want to give the host of the show a little heads up on what's going on?
About to notify you it was okay to break.
That's okay.
We're having trouble with the program that runs the commercials.
Normally, I wouldn't care at all about breaking, Rob.
Because of the lightning.
No, it's not because of the lightning.
No, I mean, that's why they were having trouble.
Oh, look, Beth Ann is playing Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Well, we're going to play Password coming up next. But
no hand gestures in Password.
All right, can I tell you the truth what I'm trying to do here? Rob might know what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to time it.
Yes, so you can watch the 18th hole during the break.
I swear to God.
It wasn't that transparent.
All right, Buzz, we care about the listener.
We do. I'm keeping them posted. Uh-huh. We have to wrap it up. Get to it.
All right, let me
get to it, boy.
Let me finish this story then.
Okay.
A British paper says doctors have noticed an increased demand for Viagra among younger men, not because their performance has any problem,
BDK.
But because they're having trouble keeping up with today's more demanding women.
Didn't we have a sex discussion a couple of weeks ago on the show while we were talking about that?
We did a little bit.
Interest and libido.
Well, now doctors say they are, in fact, writing more prescriptions for young men who wanted to try to keep up with other women. And that doesn't even count what's being bought online illegally.
I really do believe you're going to find out. And, you know, who knows? I could be wrong. With all of these stimulants, like your Viagras,
mm-hmm.
your Cialis, your Levitra. Man, long term, how long have these products been on the market?
It's 10 years. Viagra just had its 10th birthday.
For them and the others are younger. Yeah.
That's long enough to do a long-term study, and so I guess they're safe.
I think what they
Hard
still,
to say.
What they're
good luck.
Still saying is don't do it without a doctor's advice.
Right.
Coming up in the Hollywood Buzz, Winehouse in the house, and in the final Buzz, clues in tracking down the killer tomatoes. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Now, are we going to be able to play Password with our phones and everything fried right now? Or,
looks like the phones are up and running, yeah.
Mine isn't. We'll fix that. 877-365-3636. If you would like to play the hottest resurgent game show in America, it's Password, ladies and gentlemen. Get on the line to get on the air. We're going to play Password next. 877-365-3636. We will be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.